إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا في درس الليلة، وكما هو معلوم فهو مخصص للمحاضرات العامة. I welcome all of you in the class of tonight, in which we have a general lectures. This session we talk about different subjects. اليوم سيكون الموضوع مهم جدا لكل مسلم ومسلمة، وهو في الحث على طلب العلم وبيان فضل العلماء، لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى من كتابه محاضرات في العقيدة والدعوة المجلد أو الجزء الثاني. The topic tonight is of extreme importance because it is about seeking knowledge. Seeking knowledge and the virtue of the scholars. This is a lecture given by our noble Sheikh Al-Allama Dr. Salih Al-Fawzan حفظه الله, as I'm going to be reading from his book محاضرات, lectures in عقيدة, in the creed and دعوة. This is a three volume books. I'm going to be reading from the volume number 2, page 233. قال الشيخ الوالد حفظه الله: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين، وسلم تسليما. ثم ذكر الشيخ أهمية العلم. بدأ الشيخ بأهمية العلم. After praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى and sending the salat and taslim upon our noble Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his family and his companions and his followers, now he began by talking about the importance of knowledge, the importance of seeking knowledge. قال حفظه الله: فقد روى البخاري رحمه الله في صحيحه عن معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. وهذا الحديث للإشارة أنه كذلك أخرجه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه، فهذا الحديث مما اتفق عليه الشيخان الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم رحمهم الله. Our noble Sheikh began by bringing this hadith that he mentioned that is in Sahih al-Bukhari, but also it is in Sahih Muslim, this hadith that is agreed upon. On the authority of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah wants khair, which is usually translated as good, if Allah wants khair, good for a person, Allah will grant fiqh, will grant fiqh. And I'm going to leave it this way so that the Shaykh is going to explain what it means, fiqh. Allah will give the fiqh of the religion for such a person if Allah wants good for him. قال الشيخ هذا حديث عظيم بين فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علامة توفيق الله لعبده إلى الخير وذلك بأن يفقهه في دينه هذه العلامة العلامة لمن أراد الله به خيرا أن يفقهه الله سبحانه وتعالى في الدين Our noble Sheikh, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, he said that this hadith is a great hadith, is a great narration, in which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made in it clearly the sign of the tawfiq of Allah. If Allah wants good and wants a servant to be successful and to be upon good, upon khair, there is a sign for that. There is a sign. What is the sign? Is fiqh. That person will be given the fiqh in the religion. والفقه معناه الفهم. والفقه في الدين معناه الفهم في الدين. Then the Shaykh, حفظه الله, he says, fiqh, this term fiqh, it is understanding, to be able to understand. والفقه في الدين, to have fiqh in the religion, it means to have understanding of the religion. Not just to be Muslim. There are people, they're Muslims, but they don't understand Islam. There are people who have corrupt understanding of the text. They think they understand, but they don't. So it's a sign, it's a good sign when a person have the fahm, the sound understanding of the religion. بأن يفهم الإنسان يفهم الإنسان دينه وما أوجب الله عليه فعله وما أوجب عليه تركه مع العمل بذلك والقيام به علما وعملا وإخلاصا لله عز وجل فإن هذا هو الفقه في الدين. Then the Sheikh explain in details what it, so that we can really understand this matter of extreme importance. You will agree with me that this is a very important topic for us to acquire fiqh in the religion. That's a sign of good. If Allah wants good for a person, they will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give such a person the fiqh, the correct and sound understanding. The Shaykh, he says, it means that the person will be able to understand his religion, meaning to understand clearly what Allah has made obligatory upon him so he can act upon it. And likewise, that person will have sound understanding of what he was commanded to stay away from, so he can stay away from it. And so therefore this person will gather understanding and actions. And actions, not just understanding and acting upon it, along with ikhlas, with sincerity, because that person, he gonna learn sincerity, because it's tawfiq from Allah, because this person Allah wants good for, so this person will have the ikhlas. So this is the understanding and the fiqh in the religion. A person learning his religion. And the learning the religion consists of learning what is obligatory upon you so you can act upon it in the right way. And to learn what is obligatory upon you to stay away from so you can leave it alone. So you're learning, you're acquiring knowledge with actions. Along with actions. Beneficial knowledge that is coupled with righteous actions. قال فالفقه في اللغة معناه الفهم. Linguistically, this term fiqh, it means to understand, to be able to understand. ومعناه في اصطلاح أهل العلم معرفة الأحكام الشرعية من أدلتها التفصيلية. You can write this. أن في اصطلاح أهل العلم الفقه هو معرفة الأحكام الشرعية من أدلتها التفصيلية. But in the terminology of the religion, the definition that the ulama, the scholars, they give to fiqh, معرفة الأحكام الشرعية من أدلتها التفصيلية. To be able to learn and to know the rulings and the regulations in the legislation that are based on proofs with details. فلا يعتقد الإنسان إلا بدليل. يعتقد ما يعتقد هكذا يتبع الناس الذي يعتقده الناس يعتقده معهم ويصلي كيفما صلوا ويتوضأ كما يتوضأون ويحج كما يحج الأكثرية. لا، هذا يتعلم دينه، يتفقه، يستدل أولا كما قال الشيخ ابن العثيمين رحمه الله: استدل ثم اعتقد، لا تعتقد ثم تستدل فتضل. الإنسان يستدل أول، يتعلم الدليل ثم يعتقد، فيكون هذا الاعتقاد مبني على العلم ومبني على الدليل. ما يعتقد في شيء ثم يبحث عن دليل. So it's very important for us to remember this, Ikhwan, that a person learn the rulings and regulations from the adilla, from the proofs in the legislation. Especially in the aqidah, in the affairs of a creed, we learn before we believe in anything. We learn. And then we believe. Once the proofs, we live the Quran in the sound sunnah, we acquire the correct understanding, and we believe that this matter, it is from our religion. Unlike ignorant people, they just believe in matters because they just follow the crowd. They just follow the crowd. They follow what their people are upon, what their area is upon. Some of them, they have some leader or some sheikh, they call him sheikh, whatever he is upon. Sufiya, Hizbiya, Bida, innovation. They just follow their sheikh instead to follow al-dalil, instead to make an effort and try to acquire the fiqh of the deen. قال الشيخ: وهذا يشمل العلم بأصول الدين وفروعه من معرفة الله سبحانه وتعالى بأسمائه وصفاته وما يجب من حقه سبحانه وتعالى على عباده وما يجب من حقه سبحانه وتعالى على عباده ومعرفة تفاصيل الحلال والحرام والواجب والمحرم إلى غير ذلك مما جاء في الكتاب والسنة مما شرعه الله لنا. He says the fiqh includes having knowledge of the principle, the fundamental principles of the religion, and the branches of the religion as well. As for the fundamental principles, no doubt is that you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to have knowledge of Allah, knowledge of His beautiful names and lofty attributes. This is a must upon the people to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names and attributes, knowing what is obligatory upon the servants of Allah as related to the rights of Allah. Allah has rights over His servants, as it occurs in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu: Ya Mu'adh, atadri ma haqqullahi ala al-ibad? O Mu'ad, do you know the right of Allah upon His servants? قال Mu'ad رضي الله عنه الله ورسوله أعلم. Allah and His Messenger know best. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حق الله على العباد أن يوحدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا. The right of Allah upon His servants that they should worship Him alone. They should worship Him upon Islamic monotheism. And they do not associate with Him anyone or anything in worship. هذا حق الله سبحانه وتعالى. إخلاص العبادة لله. That they worship Him alone. And they devote all actions of worship to Him alone سبحانه وتعالى. لا يصرفون شيئا أبدا من العبادة لغير الله. They do not perform any act of worship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once we're talking about acquiring understanding of the religion, this is the fundamental principle of this fiqh. To learn about your Lord who created you and fashioned you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen. Likewise, he says, to acquire understanding, sound understanding, and knowledge of the halal and the haram. What is lawful for you, and what is unlawful. So you don't pass the boundaries and the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know where you stop. You know what you take and what you leave. What you say and what you don't. Where do you go and when you don't? You learn these things. You know what Allah has made obligatory upon you and what Allah has made forbidden upon you. Along with all those matters that are found, walhamdulillah, in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from those matters that Allah has legislated for us. وَطَلَبَ مِنَّا مَعْرِفَتَهُ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ. From those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to have knowledge of these matters and to act upon it. Not only to have knowledge, but to put it to practice, to application. Knowledge mandates actions. فَإِنَّمَا الْوَفَّقَهُ اللَّهُ لِمَعْرِفَةِ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ فَقَّهَهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَفَهَّمَهُ دِينَهُ الَّذِي هُوَ مَنَاطُ سَعَادَتِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Then the Shaykh says, when a person is given this tawfiq, success, aid and help from Allah, to know these matters that he has mentioned, to get to know Allah first, have knowledge of Allah, His rights, His beautiful names and attributes, and knowing what is obligatory upon you so you can act upon it, and what is forbidden so you can stay away from it. You have knowledge of what is lawful and what is not, so you can only take that which is halal and leave that which is haram. And you do what is pleasing to Allah and you stay away from the things that are not along of the matters that Allah has legislated. This is an indication that Allah wants good for you. If you understand your religion, since understanding your religion correctly and acting upon it, this is the source of your joy and happiness in this life and hereafter. That's how you achieve happiness. It's not through money, how much money you have, how big the your bedroom or living room or how many cars you have. No, the joy is the joy of the heart and of the soul. إنا قال فالفقه في الدين هو أجل المطالب وأعظم المقاصد لأنه يؤدي إلى العمل على بصيرة وعلى معرفة فيكون الإنسان عالما عاملا مخلصا لله عز وجل في علمه وعمله. The Shaykh said, so having the fiqh in the religion, al-fiqhu fi al-deen, to be able to understand your religion, Ya Abdullah, having sound knowledge, sound understanding, it is the greatest of all matalib. Because as we, as a human being, we want to achieve many things. People, they have their eyes on different prizes. They have their eyes on different prizes. But the best achievement is this one. Not how many millions and billions you will have, how many properties you will have. The best achievement is this one. In this life, the best achievement in this life is to have this fiqh. May Allah grant us the fiqh in the deen. Why it is the greatest of achievements? Because it helps you to act upon basira, upon insight, upon knowledge. Things are clear to you. For instance, when we pray Maghrib, we pray 3 rak'ahs. And we know this. Can somebody just come now and say, pray 3? No, it's 5. What are we going to say? Abdullah? Five, three. The person says, SubhanAllah, 5 is better than 3. Because you're going to read more Quran, like more ruku', more tashahud. You're going to say, listen man, this is now how it works. We're sure because we understood this matter. But for somebody who don't know, maybe he was Muslim by affiliation, born in a Muslim country, never studied Islam, never know what Salat is. He just came to the masjid and he prayed 3. And then somebody told him, you pray 3? He said, yeah, akhi, Maghrib is 5. And he's like, oh, Jazakallah khair. And he's going to go pray 5. Because he don't know. No understanding. So now, this is why it is the is very important. Because when you become to acting upon the deen, you're doing it based on knowledge. Not just based on what other people are doing. So your actions are built upon knowledge. And of course the Shaykh, he said that the person while doing this, he has to have ikhlas. Gotta have sincerity. While seeking knowledge and while acting upon it. And Bab al-Ikhlas, Bab al-Azim. This chapter of ikhlas is a very important chapter. It's a very important matter that we should always, always, always check our souls and ourselves. Why are we performing certain actions? Because the nafs likes to be praised and likes to be put in the front. That's why we have to always have this lijam. You know how the horse, if you let the horse free, he'll take you whenever he wants. But if you want the horse to take you, what do you want? What do you need to do, Hassan? Put the reins on him. You have to have some reins that work. So now he can turn, have command. He can turn the horse to the right, to the left. He can stop him, he can let him go. Likewise, Ikhwan, the soul, you have to check it. Always. Always. Are you, what you're doing this? Why you're doing this action? Why you came early today? Why you stay behind? Why you're helping this brother moving? Why you went to visit this person? Why you gave this donation? Why you give this sadaqah? Why you're helping in this orphan or this widow? All of this. Why you're doing it for? Why you leading Taraweeh? Why you volunteer to teach the Arabic class or the Quran since you Allah enable you to learn Quran? Why you volunteer to vacuum the masjid? Why you volunteer to do any work? So why you doing all of this? You gotta check yourself. Constantly, ikhlas. As the Salaf, they say, مَا عَالَجُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ أَكْتَرَ مِمَّا عَالَجُوهُ النِّيَّةِ. Many statements of our Salaf that we follow their example, they say the hard thing that they really have to deal with is to make sure that their intentions are pure. Naam, ya akhwan, this is very important. And from this you understand the statement of one of the Salaf, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ كَبَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَبِيرٍ صَغَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ. And because of ikhlas and sincere intention, a person may perform an action, maybe in his eyes or the eyes of others is nothing. Nothing. But because of the good intention behind it and ikhlas, that action is huge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huge. People don't see it. They just look at the action itself. And in the same time, a person may have done an action, whether in his eyes or the eyes of others, is a huge, it's a big thing. But because of the intention behind it, it means nothing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah irzuqana wa iyyakum al-ikhlas. So we have to have ikhlas in while seeking knowledge and also while acting upon that knowledge. Kindly, I want to ask the young brothers to come over here, inshallah. All the young brothers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of you, just come over here, unless if you have a condition. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم إياكم الله جزاكم الله خيرا for accepting the invitation. So now I can see your pretty faces and I can inshallah connect with you inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. طيب. You guys are okay inshallah. You're too young inshallah, right? جزاكم الله خيرا. You're fine. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah, it makes us very happy when subhanAllah, you address the youth and then they comply, alhamdulillah. Not only they comply, but with the smile in their face. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, Akhwan, when we address our youth and they comply with a smile in their face. That's beautiful. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu fikum. If it was a hot day today, I treat you with some ice cream. But you know, it's cold also. All right? Inshallah. So we have to have sincerity, Akhwan, while seeking knowledge and while acting. Any action you want to do, check yourself. What are you doing it for? Because if you do it for Allah, you find the reward with Allah. But if you do it for something else, you're not going to find anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وهذا هو الذي بعث الله به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن الله بعث رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. And this is what Allah has sent His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with. نعم. What we're talking about here, Allah sent the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم with this. With هدى, guidance, ودين الحق. The religion of the truth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Fath, verse 28, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has sent His Messenger, our noble Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, with هدى, with guidance, and with دين الحق, with the religion of the حق, the truth. ثم قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله فالهدى هو العلم النافع. الهدى هو العلم النافع. Guidance is beneficial knowledge. That's what guidance is. Is beneficial knowledge. ودين الحق هو العلم هو العمل الصالح. هنا خطأ مطبعي. قال هو العلم الصالح لكن من عنده النسخة يصحح هو العمل الصالح. دين الحق in this ayah is righteous action. The Shaykh said in another book, not in this one, not in this lecture, but in another place, the Shaykh Hafidhullah himself, he says, فالعلم النافع يضعك على الطريق المستقيم والعمل الصالح يبقيك عليها. Sheikh Saleh Hafidhahullah, he says, beneficial knowledge. And of course, that beneficial knowledge is taken from its proper sources. The Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That beneficial knowledge puts you on the path, the straight path. Nothing will put you on the path, Ya Abdullah. Not your skin, not your tribe, not your money, not your status in the community, not your nationality. What's going to put us on the path of Allah, the right path, is beneficial knowledge. ثم قال والعمل الصالح يبقيك عليها. We're not just commanded to make it to the path, but also we have to stick to it and stay on it until we die on it. That path, the path of Allah, the only path, one path, it's not two. And this path is for everybody, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the black and white and the red and the yellow, and the male and the female, the rich and the poor. Doesn't matter who you are, you got to find yourself on that only path, the path of Allah. And you have to stay on it, not just find it, but stay on it. What keep you on it? Righteous actions. Doing good. That's why you find some people, they make a mistake. They go to a place, to a masjid, instead to pay attention to the khutbah that they listen to, instead to pay attention to the classes conducted in that masjid. What classes are they? From what books? No, they just look at the people. They're like, no, these are not my people, they're not from my country. No, he's going to go and look for his people. No, you're going to look for the people that are applying the deen of Allah. They're learning it from its proper sources. These are the people you want to be with. Because those people, their main concern is to learn the deen of Allah. To acquire understanding, because they want to be from those that Allah wants good for them. Regardless their colors, what dialect they speak, what nationality, what countries they come from, that doesn't matter to them. What matters to them, akhi, what page you're on? Where do you get your knowledge? From the Book of Allah, from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. And if you find those people, these are your people. Even they are only few, even they don't eat your food, they don't speak your dialect. Now, sometimes you get like, you want to speak to them, they don't speak your dialect. Sometimes they make aqiqa or walima, they bring some food that to you, what is this? You can eat it, maybe it's spicy, maybe I don't know what it is, it's cooked in different ways. But you're not there for that. You're there, you tolerate all that. Because they are on the path that you're supposed to be on. As Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, عليك بطريق الهدى ولا تبتئس لقلة السالكين وإياك وطرق الدلالة ولا تغتر بكثرة الهالكين. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, be upon the path of guidance. And once you find it, don't be discouraged when you see only a few people upon it. The Prophet says, "Bada al-Islam ghariba." Islam began as a strange thing and it will turn to become a strange. Na'am. Those who are holding to the Sunnah, as you see in our times, are a few people. Those who are trying to hold on to this Islam correctly, a few. There are so many Muslims, mashallah, they Muslim, they pray, fast. They're not serious about the deen. They just pray and that's it. And those who pray, they don't even know what the prayer is. If you tell them what is the condition of the salah, they have no clue. What is the pillars of salah? Pillars? Salah has pillars? Come on, man, we just pray. May Allah accept from us. They don't know what breaks wudu. They don't know what breaks the fast. They go make hajj and spend months, spend money going around. Some people don't even make tawaf. People don't even make jamarats. Why? Because they said, well, nobody tell me. We are supposed to know. Me, nobody tell me. You go to the bathroom. Nobody have to tell you go to the bathroom. Nobody tell you go eat. You know when you have to go to eat. Can you imagine somebody starving in Hajj? Why you don't eat? Nobody tell me. Yaqeen. Same thing. Naam, these are people because we know. People come to us and ask us questions. Person, they just go there. Have to learn the deen. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, he says, be upon the path of guidance. Be upon the right path. And don't be discouraged when you see that only few people are there on it. And be aware of the many paths of the misguidance. And don't be deceived by the many people who are destroyed upon them. It's not about the kathra, how many. It's about what those people are doing. What they're doing. Are they learning the deen from its proper sources? Are they, you see some sincerity in them, they willing to apply also that which they are learning? Those are your people, regardless, they speak a different dialect, they eat different food, they look different than you, doesn't matter, you stick with them. And you learn your religion with them. And because they're going to help you to act upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once again, this statement is very important. Guidance is beneficial knowledge. If you don't have right knowledge, you're lost. Right or wrong? You're lost. We give an example. You want to drive from here to California, but you have no clue where to go, what highway you be on, where you be at. You be lost. You don't know where you're going. Until that's why people, before they drive, what they do? They plan, and from those planning, what they do? They get what?
Maps,
directions.
Yeah.
Any directions? Do they go and ask anybody?
Proper
sources. No, you got proper sources. For in these days, maps. You have some map that, you know, that have the right direction. Alhamdulillah, technology these days, now people, they have GPS. And they have other things, right? Okay. And even if you are in downtown sometimes or whatever, let's say the GPS take you somewhere and they having some work. They're working over there. Bridge is out. They're working. And of course, it comes with what? It give you the what?
Scenic route.
Huh?
A detour.
Rerouting. They call it the rerouting thing. That GPS will reroute you, put you on. Let's say the battery is out. It's not working. What would you do? Now you have to ask. Who we usually ask in downtown?
Cop, police.
A police?
Taxi driver.
Taxi, yes, but sometimes I work with a taxi, that's the first day working, you know? Taxi, yes, you can ask a taxi usually. And who else? The mailman. Mainly the mailman. Huh? Because that's what they do. They run the streets. Every day, that's their job. Likewise, Yaqwan, in the deen of Allah, I'm just using this example. We have to use the sound sources to learn the deen. We don't learn from one another. The aqidah is not taken from the customs and traditions and what the people are upon. The aqidah is taken from its sources. The book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to have those sources with us. And we cannot run out from those books of aqidah and tawheed. We have to load up on those. The same way somebody who's traveling from here to California, he gonna have enough money for gas. Enough money for what? For food. You gotta have a spare tire or two. Can you imagine somebody taking a long trip, 3 miles trip, and he is broke? Who has $5 in his pocket? What's $5 gonna take that person where? He's going to pay it maybe in the first bridge, in the toll, especially if he's up north in New Jersey, New York. It's not even enough anymore. Some bridges are like over there $15 or something. $10. So that person ain't going nowhere. He's stuck. He's going to stop. Now we have to load. We're on a journey. That's a reality. We are on a journey towards the hereafter. Do we have the enough provision to make it until the grave? Do we have enough provisions? Now we load up on food, on clothing. People, man, they have like, I don't know, 12 different pairs of shoes, 3 jackets. Some they have more than that. But do you, how many books of Aqeedah you have? Ask yourself, how many books of Tawheed, of Aqeedah, of Fiqh that will enable us, because this is the provision that will help us and assist us to make it through this long journey. Don't run out. Because if you run out, we know. If you run out of gas, especially you're in a desert. And we are in a desert, man. This Bilad al-Kufr is like desert. If you step out of this masjid, now where are you going to learn? Where do you see the Tawheed? Do you see it in Walmart? Nothing but shirk, kufr. Where? Our children, where are they going to learn? Like in public schools? In the streets? Our youth, where are they going to learn Tawheed and Aqeedah? And it's sad that you cannot even say another masjid, because most of the masajid in the area, they don't teach you the proper Aqeedah. Sad reality. So our youth, of course, our children, when we take them with us, our youth in a car, we're going to make sure they have enough sandwiches, enough juice, enough fruits, and this and that. Because we feel like, look, we're responsible as related to their food and their drinks and the like. But are we taking the real food, the food for soul, for their soul and for their heart? Or we care about their body, make sure that they stay strong? What about the condition of their hearts and their soul? We have to give much importance to the soul of our children, of our youth. Make sure that they are strong, they're healthy, their hearts are healthy and sound. Aina am barakallahu feekum. قال فالهدى هو العلم النافع. Guidance is beneficial knowledge. ودين الحق هو العمل الصالح. دين الحق is righteous action. نعم تفضل.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Now, so it's very important to highlight this point, Ikhwan. Beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will put us on a path, as-sirat al-mustaqim. That's what will put us on a path, and we are commanded to adhere to the path. قال تعالى وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه. This is my path that is straight, follow it. ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. And do not follow the many other paths, for certainly they will take you further away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beneficial knowledge cannot be a better Muslim just by affiliation, just because me or you, we were born in a Muslim country, or those amongst us who Allah guide them to Islam, but years later, if we're not investing time to learn and to acquire fiqh, sound understanding, it's not going to make us no benefit. It's not going to do us no good. Sheikh Saleh Hafizullah Ta'ala mentioned in another book, when he explained the Sharh al-Sunnah of Imam al-Barbahari, the explanation of the creed, قال, المسلم لا ينبغي أن يبقى مسلما انتسابا فقط. Muslim should not be a Muslim just by affiliation, because he or she were born in a Muslim country, or that Allah guide them to Islam and that's it. No, they have to learn. You gotta invest some time. Subhanallah. If you grow up, are you gonna be a doctor automatically because your parents are doctors? It doesn't work like that. You gotta work, you gotta put some time. You gotta work and you gotta study and you're gonna go to the right school and you gotta do your homeworks and you have to be good students and you have to struggle. Of course, you're gonna have some ups and downs. You gotta get up early in the morning and you don't wanna get up in the morning. But you have to, because you have to be in school at 8 o'clock. And you're going to listen to the teacher, but you don't want to even listen. But you have to pay attention, because he's going to ask you in that chapter, in the exam. And you have to give a good grade if he wants to go to a good school after that. People do, they know this and they do this. Why? So they can get a better job. A job in this life. To get a better spot, ya akhwan, and a place in the Jannah. Does it occur our mind? Does it cross our minds? And what's going to get us to the Jannah to begin with? Not our skins or our nationalities or our money or our achievements in this life. Is ikhlas and amal as-salih, beneficial knowledge. It's very important for us to remember this. And once we learn, we have to put it to application. Because that's the reason why we learn the deen. Whatever we learn, we act upon it. Like today, for example, we give tonight as an example. We're learning that we're supposed to be serious about acquiring knowledge, having correct understanding. Then from tonight, let's every one of us say, look, I gotta change my schedule around. I gotta be more serious about coming to these classes to read more books on Tawheed and Aqeedah, on Fiqh. And cut down from the things that doesn't benefit you. Sometimes you find us, or our youth especially, they just hang for hours chatting, twittering, I don't know what they're doing. But do they really sit down and read a chapter of Kitab al-Tawheed that will benefit them? If they're not doing that, subhanAllah, that time will not going to be of no benefit for them. We want our youth, and ourselves included, to be mindful of your time. What do you do? At least be mindful. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to grant us fiqh, correct and sound understanding in the deen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.